Thank you for downloading our podcast. We'll be your guide on the initial part of your Great Malvern Route to the Hills journey, created with support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Don't forget to pop into the Malvern Tourism Information Centre at the top of Church Street to pick up your free guide. There will be several points along the route where you can pause the podcast. This will be symbolised by a chime. Our walk begins inside Great Malvern Station, completed in 1862 and designed by the architect Edmund Wallace Elmsley. He was the architect of numerous buildings in Malvern, several of which we'll see today. Look out for the Route to the Hills panels on the platforms. Don't miss the Worm, the nickname for the tunnel that connects the station to what was once Malvern's grandest hotel. You'll find it at the bridge end of Platform 2, although it's not in use anymore. With your back to the station entrance, take a right, walking uphill to join Avenue Road. Diagonally to your right, you'll see the impressive former Imperial Hotel, now a private school for girls. This was also designed by Elmsley. It was the biggest of Great Malvern spa hotels when the popularity of its water cure was at its height. You'll find out more about the cure on the walk today by reading our interpretation panels and also popping into the museum. Salt was bought by train from Droitwich Spa for the brine baths the hotel offered. Famous alumni of the school include romantic novelist Barbara Cartland. Now turn left and head up Avenue Road. You'll spot the next Route to the Hills interpretation panel on the corner of Avenue Road and Imperial Road, close to a small red brick sweet shop. To your right, you might be able to spot the top of the Edinburgh Dome. It was one of the first private parashells, a pneumatically inflated concrete structure built in Britain. It was built as a school sports hall in Queen Elizabeth II's Silver Jubilee year and opened by His Royal Highness Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh, in 1978, hence its name. It's now a listed building. Cross Imperial Road and continue up Avenue Road, which is so called because of the impressive avenue of lime trees it boasts on either side. As you walk up the road, look out for Batsford House on the right. This is a wonderful example of a Victorian Gothic lodge, built around 1870 for the Speer family. See if you can spot the tall patterned brick chimneys and angled timber porch. The architects for this were the Haddon brothers, who also designed numerous buildings throughout Great Malvern. Continuing up Avenue Road, as you cross Tiverton Road, you'll see Linfield House, now luxury flats, but like many of the buildings along this road, once boarding houses for the girls' school. The climb gets a little steeper, round a gentle bend and cross Albert Road South. On the corner, you'll see Elmsley House, formerly known as The Grove, Falston and Hazeldean. It was built by Elmsley for himself and his family. Now a lovely venue and gallery, it too has been a school as well as a family home. It features a fairy tale Gothic bow window, intricate carvings around the doorway done by a stonemason called Forsyth. It is a Grade 2 listed building and another wonderful example of Victorian Gothic. Continue along Avenue Road, not forgetting to look out for our curious pavement studs on the way. We'll leave you at the corner of Priory Road, where you'll turn left and cross the road to enter Priory Park by Malvern Splash Leisure Centre. There's so much to see and do for the rest of the route, you don't need us rambling on, as it were. It's been a pleasure guiding you thus far, and we hope you enjoy the rest of your day in Great Malvern.